Hello, CSDA Learning Community. This is Ethan and Megan from Mrs. Leaf's 6th grade class, your hosts for this special production of the CSDA podcast channel, getting to know our new CSDA staff members.
We have a new CSDA staff member with me today, Mr. Dennis Dobe. Thank you, Mr. Dobe, for sharing your time with us and allowing us an opportunity to know you better.
We have a few questions that we would love to have you answer for our listening audience. Ready?
You bet.
What is your job at CSDA?
I'm the new principal here at the Captain Samuel Douglas Academy.
Are you having fun with your job?
Like I can't begin to tell you, it has absolutely been a joy to be here at CSDA over the early part of the school year and over the summer, too.
What do you like most about your job?
I enjoy spending time, of course, with the students, as you might anticipate, and the teachers. There's a lot of wonderful things that happen here at CSDA all the time, and I love contributing to it and supporting it in any way that I can.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a town called Allenstown. It's south of Concord. It's right near Bear Brook State Park, if you're familiar with that area. I went to Pembroke Academy. That's a high school in Pembroke right nearby.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I do. I have two younger siblings, my brother, David, and also my sister, Karen. Karen celebrated a birthday just yesterday.
How many family members do you have?
We are a family of five and one cat. I'm married to Nancy. She's a fifth grade teacher at Webster Elementary School. It's part of the Merrimack Valley School District. And we have three kids. Sarah, she's the eldest. She's 23 now. Andrew, he's our middle child. He's 21. And then there's Aaron. He's just started his junior year of high school at Hopkinton High School here in New Hampshire.
Did you play any sports in school?
I absolutely did. I really loved sports. I participated in hockey and football outside of school. They didn't have school teams for hockey or football when I was in school, but I did do cross country and soccer and basketball and track and baseball.
What was your favorite subject in school?
It was social studies. I really liked history and economics, political science, geography, all that kind of stuff.
Why did you decide to become a principal?
Well, I definitely wanted to work in schools, and I'd been a teacher for a handful of years and enjoyed that a lot, but felt as though I could maybe offer even more as a principal, as a school administrator. So I figured I'd give that a shot, and the rest has been history for me, so to speak.
Where and when did you go to college?
I went to the University of New Hampshire in the middle 80s, and I did teaching after that, and then I guess in the early 90s, that's when I started working on my graduate degree, and I got a Master's of Education from Plymouth State University in school administration.
What do you dislike about your job?
Pretty much what we call administrivia. Those are kind of like all the paperwork tasks and things like that that need to be done. Probably like cleaning your room at home. You don't much like it, but you know it has to be done, but it keeps you away from the fun stuff you really like doing. Well, for me, it's kind of the same way. If I've got to work on paperwork, reports, or writing here in the office, it keeps me out of the classrooms, but I know it has to be done.
Have you ever made a mistake?
Funny you should mention or ask that question. Yeah, in fact, I made one about 5 minutes ago. I pushed our school's panic button by mistake, trying to let a parent into the school building. I had to call dispatch over in Hollis, and we got it all cleared up, which was beautiful. That was a pretty significant mistake that could have been pretty interesting over here at school. But we did take care of it. It got fixed.
What is your favorite food?
Pasta. I've never met a pasta I didn't like.
What is your favorite thing to do on the weekend?
My wife and I go to Manchester. There's a lake in Manchester called Lake Massabesic, and there's a small sailing club there. So we go and sail on Sunday afternoons, and we race our sailboat there. We enjoy that a lot.
What is your favorite place to visit?
That's a good question. There are three that I really like to visit a lot. Cape Cod in Massachusetts. That's my favorite beach area. Also, the White Mountains here in New Hampshire. And then Boston. I also enjoy visiting for a city.
What do you like best about working in Brookline so far?
I've got to say it's the kids. Everybody that I've met, all of the parents and the teachers, everybody's been absolutely wonderful, but the kids here have been really impressive to me. I mean that very sincerely. Smart, articulate, respectful, polite, hardworking, everything that you want in a young boy or girl, we have right here at CSDA, and I'm enjoying every minute of my time.
Could you share one really interesting little-known fact about yourself?
Yes. I used to fly ultralights back in my younger days. In fact, I used to fly my ultralight from an airport in Hillsborough right down to the airport here in Brookline on a pretty regular basis. The airport in Brookline was one of my favorite destinations, and I'd fly down here with my friends, and it was really very enjoyable. That was some of my first contacts with the town of Brookline. That was, you know, a good handful of years ago. But flying ultralights was something I enjoyed a great deal. But I don't do that anymore.
Thank you for your time with us today, Mr. Dobe.
Have a great year at CSDA.
Thank you very much, kids. It's a pleasure spending this time with you. I hope you have a great year, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.